Hello, welcome to the Swine Time Podcast. I am your host, Spencer Wayne. I am one of the staff veterinarians here at Pipestone Veterinary Services, also one of the owners in Pipestone Holdings, and I get to host this podcast, which for me is a lot of fun because I get to interview people, a lot of them that I work with. Sometimes it's folks outside of our organization, but I get to talk about interesting things. And today, I have one of my most favorite people. Erin McCoy is our guest, and she's going to talk to us about springtime ventilation checklist items, really, essentially, is what it is. And before we get into that, though, like just for her to introduce herself and let us know who she is and kind of where she's been and her background.
Yeah, so I grew up in Tracy, Minnesota, which is about 45 minutes to the northeast of Pipestone. I grew up on a 200 sow farrow to finish operation. My dad got out of pigs, and how I got connected with Pipestone is his finisher turned into an offsite GDU for a Pipestone managed farm that was about 6-7 miles from my home. And I started working there part-time in high school and kind of grew within Pipestone from there. Was a farrowing lead, went to college at South Dakota State for animal science, joined our grow finish team, or farm pro now, and was on our grow finish consulting team for the last 10 years, and then recently joined our veterinary team as a veterinary PA.
Yeah. So your role as a vet PA for us has been very handy. It's for the listeners, that's a vet physician's assistant. We've titled that. And so when we need help, she's very good at being eyes and ears on the ground when we can't get to someplace right away. So I know you through that currently, but I've known you through a lot of the history you just gave. And before we get into your topic, Erin, you have a couple really good skills. One is you understand pigs in a barn and what makes things right or wrong. And the second thing is you have a great ability to work with a producer and affect change if change needs to happen. And at the same time, the producer feels like you're their friend. They're helping them along when sometimes people need to be prodded. You know, like, hey, this is the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. You've got a really good ability to work with a producer and then have them adopt the right changes and not feel like they were talked down to or forced or anything. You're just really good at working with people. And so sometimes change needs to happen. You're good at making that change.
We're a team. Yep, I look exactly. At it as we're a team.
Yep. Yeah. So you've got a great touch, good bedside manner with folks in the barn. So I know you through that. And I also know you have a really great skill set at ventilation. So let's get into today.
Yeah. So spring and summer's right around the corner. So I wanted to talk to our farmers to get ready. I've seen a lot of mistakes. Sometimes summer and the heat catches up to us, and this winter especially was really unique. So there's several things that we need to do to get ready. The first thing I wanted to talk about was making sure we get our soffit doors open. A lot of people shut the north or the west side of your barn soffit doors, and sometimes we're a little delayed at getting them open in the spring.
What's the soffit doors, just to kind of stop on that? That's the edge of the roof,
yep.
You know, that horizontal piece that lies underneath it. Sometimes it's like a soffit material you'd have in your house. Maybe it's got ventilated punched area on that, or it might be chicken wire, or have doors that open or close to let air into the attic, right?
Correct. So it allows the air into the attic. The fans are pulling and sucking that air through that chicken wire on the side of the building to pull air into your attic and into your inlets.
Okay. When should that ever be constricted?
It should never be constricted. The only reason why we shut it in the winter is we do not want snow in the attic. And so in Minnesota, the Midwest, wherever our listeners are, if you have snow, you know we get those 50-mile-an-hour winds, and that snow can really blow and get up in the attic. And I've actually had barns where they had to shovel snow out of the attic because they forgot to get their soffit doors shut.
But being relatively shut up for the snow concern still allows you to operate at minimum ventilation. Your minimum ventilation can still function. You're not starving the attic at that setting. But once you get above minimum, I don't know, is that where you got to worry?
I would say definitely over stage two,
okay,
your soffit doors. So when guys are starting to get stage three or wall fans running, we need to make sure we get our soffit doors open. One of the misconceptions I run into every spring is guys tell me, oh, I didn't think it was warm enough to get our soffit doors open. That's not the case. Your barn inlets are what run the room temperature. They will open and close as needed based off of what the room is doing for temperature. So those soffit doors, as soon as the risk of that nasty winter blizzard is gone, we need to get those soffit doors open.
Yeah. I mean, you starve the attic, And you won't get the airspeed in your inlets in the room.
So right.
You're squeezing everything coming into the attic, not coming into the room.
Right. It's hard on fan motors. A lot of times I'll walk into the room and the fan louvers are barely open because the fan is struggling to pull air out of the attic just because there isn't enough outside openings to get air into the attic. You'll feel the room door will be hard, have a pull to it. It's hard to open. Mm-hmm. And then you know, hey, this is a problem. We're struggling to get air in the barn.
Right. Okay. So soffits, what's next?
Want to make sure we get our fans opened up. A lot of times we cover them in the winter because we can get drafts through the louvers. So people will put plastic up or fan covers, bonnets I see on the outside of barns sometimes. Make sure once that risk of the real cold temperatures are done, we get those fans uncovered. The tunnel barns, curtain barns, specifically tunnel barns, and I've ran into this mistake where they don't get their fans uncovered. Barn starts going into tunnel. Inlets close, right? Because once we start going into tunnel, we want to pull air from the curtain and not out of the hot attic air. Mm-hmm. And so it's calling for tunnel, curtains down. We still have fan covers covered. The room's getting hot because the back of the barn can't pull the air all the way through the barn.
Yeah. So on an unexpected warmer day.
Right.
One end of the barn is going to be too cold and the other end of the barn is going to be way too hot.
Right.
Just because it's not acting like a tunnel barn.
I would say once you get finishing pigs, you know, the little bit of draft from those louvers, those bigger market pigs, we need to get those fans uncovered so you're ready for that 70, 80 degree day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So fans opened up and working and switched on. I've seen it where everything's opened up and the guy forgot to turn the
toggle
switch on.
The toggle switch on the controller. Yes. I've seen that too.
Okay. So yep. Fans on, soffits open, fans on, what's next?
Double check your alarms, make sure that they're set. Nobody wants to be getting a call all summer because it hit 90 degrees in the barn and maybe your winter setting for your alarm was at 90 degrees. Adjust that to what you would like. Check your emergency thermostats, make sure they're all functioning and are set at the correct temperature. You know, emergency thermostat is there. If you have a controller failure, your emergency thermostat will kick in and have that emergency fan running for you. So want to make sure those settings are set correctly and that the fan is working. So,
okay. What about set points?
Set points. Yeah. So I had a situation I ran into this winter where the guy was concerned his barn was not running correctly because his barn was always, you know, maybe 2 degrees over his set point. That is okay. That is a healthy functioning barn. Typically in the finishing stage, you got a lot of body heat in those pegs. So you will run maybe in stage two, even in the dead of winter. Make sure your fans are set correctly so that your pigs can adjust. And so let's say you're in stage two, you want the pigs to adjust to stage two before you jump into stage three. And you want the pigs to adjust to stage three before you maybe jump back down into stage two. You know, they want to be comfortable.
Yeah. So I'd call that like steady ventilation.
Yes.
So it's not bouncing between stages. What's the easiest way for a producer in a barn to feel for that if you're standing in there? What's the easiest way to observe that's not right or versus right?
You know, I don't want curtains bouncing up and down. You know, give them a couple of degrees. Make sure your air is flowing out of your inlets correctly. It should hit you in the forehead at about six feet from the inlet. You should feel that air starting to drop. This guy, that situation I brought up about this winter, he had a stage two fans running actually under set point, which was kind of stressing the pigs out, you know, because they weren't adjusting a lot of air movement in the dead of winter. So I know we want to keep our pigs cool, but we also want to make sure they can adjust between settings some.
Yeah,
so about a degree between stages typically is what we run in the summer.
And it depends on how big the fans are. And there's some math you could apply to it.
Yes.
But the concept of my pigs aren't at set point, like, well, they never will be.
Because right.
When it's too cold, they'll always be below. And if there's little pigs and they can't generate enough heat, and if the other, it's always be above. It will always be above or below set point. You'll never hit it exactly.
When I'm walking in a barn, I look at, are we within a couple degrees of the set point? Or in the summer, when it's 90 degrees, your barn should be within a couple degrees of the outside high temp. So if the high was 90 degrees, your barn might be around 92 degrees. But if your barn's getting up to 100 degrees, we need to look in some things. You know, are we short fan stages? Are we not kicking in fans soon enough? You know, that kind of stuff. I did run into a situation where a guy was short fans. He was getting, it was a hot day. I think it was 95 degrees. And yeah, his barn was getting up over 100. And I thought, no way. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be that warm. And yeah, he was short of fan stage.
Yeah. I always had the rule of thumb of it should be like 4 or 5 degrees is your maximum limit. If you're right. more than 4 or 5 degrees above ambient outside temp, something's wrong. You're not pulling enough air in here.
Right.
And you said a couple degrees somewhere.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, 2 to probably 4.
All right. So what else? There's a
Bubble wrap.
Okay.
I drive around down in Northwest Iowa where there's a lot of barns. And you're driving by, and it's that first unexpected, maybe 80-degree day, and I see bubble wrap suction to the bird netting on the curtain. The guy didn't get his bubble wrap off soon enough. So I would say at any time now, get your bubble wrap off, get your plastic off your curtains, get ready.
Yeah, like you say, this is such a weird winter. It was almost like the winter that never was.
Yeah.
I mean, we had maybe a week of winter instead of months like we did last year.
I would say this winter is probably the most I've seen our barns work. Just because we have 40-degree days and then maybe down in the teens at night and this weird fluctuation of temps, our barns really worked this winter.
Yeah, and that important point that we kind of take for granted is when you go into winter, you go into an operating setting where you're running a lot of minimum, you're running below set point, it's very steady and cold, and then you get used to it and the fans don't have to bounce all over the place and you kind of get live the winter life. We could never do that. We lived eternal fall almost because it was above, below.
We almost buttoned up our barns too much.
Yeah.
We're so used to the cold winter. So soffit doors are shut. Everything's plasticked up and you'd hit a day where you might be in stage 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This winter was the case of I didn't have enough stuff opened up because we thought it was normal winter and it wasn't.
Yep.
Okay. One thing I'm questioning you on is how do you test your settings are correct in a barn, in a room that the controllers are working? What's the best method to go through and make sure everything is as it should be?
Yeah, so we could have somebody from Pipestone for sure go through all that with you if you have any questions. We have a great Farm Pro team, which is our production consulting team. Those guys get into a lot of different barns, a lot of different controllers. We have Kestrels that you can order through the Pipestone here, measure your airspeed. Like I said, probably 600 to 800 feet per minute in each stage. It can get really complicated, Spencer, to be totally honest, but run through each stage and make sure we're getting airspeed on each stage. And you should always have that 600 to 800 feet per minute in each stage.
If you have the same airspeed at each stage and that the inlets are opening and closing and the fans are on and off, kicking on, but if the airspeed stays the same, it's true that would always give air distribution in the same spot every time. It'd be consistent. Even though you're changing stages, the air still goes to the same spot, just more or less of it.
Correct. Right? Yes. Okay.
So go for that steady, consistent airspeed at whatever stage. It should always be the same.
Yep. Yep. You know, and there's a lot of different barn types. So I know some of our listeners have power ventilation. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the nurseries are power ventilated. I do see some power ventilated finishers yet. Chimney barns are probably the most complicated as far as setting up ventilation, just the way the barn, it releases heat through the roof is the design of a chimney barn, no pit fans. You've got curtain barns, which can get really complicated because you don't have as many stages. So the pigs, like we were talking, can't adjust as much. There's not as many fan stages before your curtain drops. And then you've got a lot of tunnel ventilated barns here in the Midwest because you can keep them a little warmer in the summer or in the winter. And then you got the fan stages to keep them cool in the summer before you drop your curtain.
Yeah. I'm just thinking through other ways, walking through the barn to gauge yourself. Heater overrun happens. I mean, there are other things you'd want to watch out for when you're walking through a barn.
Yep. You know, you as a veterinarian know this, but bacteria or bugs love humidity, right? So humid air is not good for strep. E. coli, the pigs don't want to be wet. So a quick rule of thumb, your water lines should not be sweating in the barn. If you see dripping water from your water lines, you're probably not moving enough air and the barn is getting way too humid and we don't want humidity. On the same token, if the pigs are laying piled, we know we're too cold. Maybe our set point's too low. Read the pigs is kind of always been my rule of thumb. Sometimes we get really math orientated on our ventilation and really just, your first impression of the barn. What are the pigs doing? Mm-hmm. How are they laying? are we seeing vices, tail bites, ear necrosis? Yeah. And then you need to start digging into how our settings are.
Yeah. I think for the ear necrosis in particular, there's genetics, diets, and stuff. But ventilation, if that's not right, that will immediately start causing problems. If you're moving air all over the place in inconsistent patterns, if it's too much, if it's too little.
Yeah, they like sparks that. They want to be comfortable. I compared it to you're sitting on your couch watching a movie. Do you want the blanket on? Do you want the blanket off? Those poor piglets or pigs, depending on the size, I guess. You know, they're not used to, do I need to cuddle up to my neighbor? Do I need to spread out? They don't like a lot of change. They want nice, steady ventilation, you know, consistency.
Okay. So that's a good checklist for spring. Get your barn opened up and ready for warmer weather life. Anything else that we forgot?
No. I would just say, like I said, if you have questions or are struggling on anything in particular in your barn, reach out to your veterinarian with Pipestone or whoever your contact is. We've got great resources. We've got people that specialize in each type of controller, I would say. If one person doesn't specialize in, say, the Maximus controller, we have a guy that is really good at the Maximus controller. There's a lot of variety out there. And we have a lot of people that understand a lot of the different controllers and barn ventilation. So we can definitely come out on site and look at whatever maybe you're struggling with.
Okay. Sounds good, Aaron. Appreciate you being here. And to our listeners, I want to say thank you for tuning in and tune in next time for the next episode of Swine Time Podcast here at Pipestone.
Swine Time Podcast was created for the pork industry and individual pork producers around the country. Hosted by me, Dr. Spencer Wayne, with the Pipestone Veterinary Services. The podcast contains pork industry news, advancements in animal care, and how to enhance your productivity. Monthly podcasts are available on Spotify, Google Music, iTunes, Anchor, and on www.pipestone.com.